with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A longtime Riverside City Councilman and five other residents will face each other in today's primary election for the mayor's office, which has been left wide open by the retirement of the incumbent. Mayor Rusty Bailey will end his second term at the end of the year, leaving the field open to contenders, one of whom is City Councilman Andy Melendrez, who was first elected to the council in 2006. Melendrez, who represents the city's east side, along with the Canyon Crest area, is touting his backing of a slew of park and community center upgrades, as well as support for beautification efforts and artistic programs in his platform. The other candidates are Riverside Unified School District board member Patricia Locke Dawson, taxi service operator Guy Harrell, self-described full-time dad Fee Long John Denilofs, caregiver Rich Gardner, and community activist Asa Stapler. There's been a lot of confusion over how no-party preference voters can participate in the California primary. Cap Radio's Chris Nichols has this last-minute explainer.
California's 5 million no-party preference voters can still pick a candidate for president. It just takes more work. For example, if you're registered as NPP and want to vote for a Democrat or Libertarian or American Independent, you need to request a crossover ballot for that party. You don't need to change your registration to do that. But if you want to vote for President Trump or any other Republican, or for a candidate for the Green Party or Peace and Freedom, you will need to re-register. Those parties require it. You can do all of that at any voting location statewide, up to and including on Election Day. Chris Nichols, Cap Radio News.
Election officials say there's no do-over for Californians who already turned in their ballots and voted for a presidential candidate no longer in the race. But those who have filled out a mail ballot and not yet turned it in can make a change. Here's Sam Mahood of the Secretary of State's office.
But if you have your vote by mail ballot and you may have already started filling it out and you bubble the circle for a candidate who subsequently dropped out, you still have options. You can take that ballot with you to the polls and surrender it for a replacement ballot and vote for the candidate of your choice.
Mahood says this option is available at all voting locations. Three Democratic presidential hopefuls have dropped out in recent days, including Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer. Officials stress that it's illegal to vote for a second time once you've already turned in your ballot. It's official. No measurable rain fell in parts of Northern California in January or February. Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Just under a quarter of the state is experiencing moderate drought conditions. A clear majority is abnormally dry, and the snowpack is less than half of normal. That means California has an 80% chance of full-blown drought this year. That's according to analysis by the Center for Watershed Sciences at UC Davis. Jay Lund directs the center.
The first year of a drought is really mostly a wake-up call.
But Michelle Mead with the National Weather Service says models are just that. Models.
I wish I had a crystal ball to tell you what's going to happen. I don't. So I'm in the same boat as everybody else, keeping an eye on the forecast because it's not over till it's over.
Mead says there's a glimmer of hope. The state's reservoirs are at 104% of normal for this time of year. A bigger concern would be if drought conditions continue into 2021. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
A baby hippopotamus born at the San Diego Zoo this month has a name. The zoo says the river hippo calf will be called Amalshe, which means beautiful one in Zulu. The name was announced Friday on Good Morning America, which held an online poll asking viewers to choose among three African names. Amalshe was born on February 8th. The zoo says she weighs about 100 pounds and is active and healthy. Amalshe is the ninth hippo calf born at the zoo and the 13th to her mother, Funani. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.